A waiter, I called from the corner booth as he was finishing up with another table. I know his name. I just like to mess with him every once in a while. I've been coming here for some time now, and in that time we've become quite friendly, flirty, and got to know each other a little bit. He's affectionately started to call me Opal because of the decorative brooch that I wear on the shoulder of my dress night after night. Quite charming, he is. As he walks to my table, I can't help but just take him all in. He's quite tall, slim, broad, strong shoulders, short, light hair, and those thick frame glasses that drive me crazy. Yes, miss, he says with a smirk as he gets to my table. Have I told you that those pants are just devastating on you? I may have had a few glasses of champagne at this point, but it was true. They hugged his hips perfectly and showcased that impressive bulge which was now at my eye level. He has to know this. But by the looks of his blushing cheeks, maybe he doesn't. No. Thank you. He cleared his throat nervously. Is there, anything I could get for you? Actually, there is. I'm thinking of hosting a large party here. Is there a private dining room available? Yes, we have several, actually. How big of a party were you thinking? Around 15, maybe 20 people. I think we have a room that'll give you what you want. Looking him square in the eye, can you show me? Sure, right this way. I slid out from the booth and followed him to the back of the restaurant, weaving through tables of dining patrons. Walking behind him, I swear I could feel his heartbeat in his wake. I watched as his right hand nervously rubbed the back of his neck as we approached large double doors just off the main dining area. He swung open the doors and entered without looking back, revealing an intimate, low-lit, private dining room, a large, long table in the center. So here we are. As you can see, there's plenty of room, and we... He stopped abruptly when he heard the click of the doors latching shut, turning around swiftly, meeting my hungry eyes. I drew extremely close to him, my breasts a simple breath away from his chest. I could feel the tension in his breathing. You are right. This is exactly what I want. I gripped his tie firmly in my right hand and pulled him towards my lips. It was a pleasant surprise feeling his hardness make contact with me before his lips met mine. I could feel any anxiety or inhibitions in his body melt away into me, making me want him, this, even more. His large, strong hands enveloped my waist and slid up my back, pressing me forcefully into him. Our kiss grew wet and more forceful as our hands roamed over each other's bodies. He gripped my ass roughly before sliding up to cup my breasts over my dress. My hand roaming up hungrily over his muscled abs and chest before sliding down to his firm thighs. With my hand still gripping his tie, my left hand finally made contact with his taut bulge, and a desperate moan escaped my body. Though I could have stayed there forever with him, devouring one another, his tongue filling my mouth, and me pulling his neck so hard with that tie, no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get him closer. Closer to me. I finally broke away and pushed him back. His thighs bumped into the table behind him, and he caught his balance, leaning back to rest his hands on the tabletop. Take your pants off. He takes orders well, and immediately his belt is unbuckled and his slacks hit the floor. His boxer briefs still on. My God. The sight of the tease of what was underneath them. What I was in for. He starts to hook his thumbs into the waistband of his boxer briefs. Aren't you going to... Shut up. Leave the briefs. And his hands stop cold. I hiked up my dress, giving him the barest glimpse of my hairless, glistening pussy, before dropping to my knees at his feet. I know exactly what I'm doing. I ran my hands up his thighs and breathed hotly into his clothed package. His cock was tucked in his briefs, over and under his bulging balls. The thick veins tracing his shaft were visibly bulging through their tight prison. I closed my eyes and rubbed my cheek down over his bursting package. I could hear him groan as I moved my hands around to grip his muscular ass, and kissed and licked and nipped all over his obscene bulge. His hands gripped the table white-knuckle tight as I worshipped his cock and balls through these two tight briefs. Waking from this heady daze, I sat back on my heels. Without looking up at him, I hooked my fingers into his waistband and began to slowly, slowly peel them down. I could feel my grin grow more and more feral as inch after thick inch of his cock was revealed, until the bulbous mushroom head finally popped free, swinging up to the horizontal and pointing menacingly at my mouth. At last, freed from its cotton prison, his cock rapidly commenced before me, until it stood tall, thick, and proud, possibly hard and twitching with need. I could feel my wetness begin to drip with nowhere else to go in the sitting position but on the floor underneath me. I ran my hands up his thighs once again, and just ran my nose up the sensitive underside of his throbbing erection. When I reached the flared knob, a thick bead of precum formed at the upthrust tip. I wrapped my right hand tightly around the base of his cock. My fingers are unable to meet around its girth, and I bent his aching hardness until it pointed directly at my mouth. I snaked out my tongue to lick it up, but it proved too much, forming a thick string connecting my outstretched tongue to his bursting cockhead before breaking and falling with a heavy splat onto my cleavage. We both briefly looked down at this incredibly erotic sight, the swell of my breasts glistening with his juices. Maintaining my grip, I slowly but firmly stroked my right hand up his thick shaft, causing an even greater dollop of precum to be pushed out. This time, I leaned in closer, not wanting to miss a single drop, and slurped it up with a wet kiss on his cockhead. He threw back his head and clenched his eyes. Very nice. He tasted so good, and his physical reaction made me drip even more on the floor. I gave a parting kiss to the distended head of his cock and released my grip and stood up. I slipped the dress from my shoulders, my opal brooch catching the light as it fell unceremoniously to the floor. Now clad in nothing but a black lace bra, reaching behind myself to undo the clasp. I want you to fuck me with this cock. Everything in his eyes said to me, challenge accepted. He stood away from the table and forcefully pulled me in for a kiss, my bare breasts pressing firmly into his chest, and his rampant cock rubbed on my tummy, leaving a slimy trail of precum. As we kissed with abandon, he turned and lifted me and sat me on the table so that we were almost face to face. He slid his hands over my breasts, then knelt slightly to take my left nipple into his hungry mouth. I gasped as his lips and tongue and teeth mauled my sensitive nipple and areola. His left hand slid over my taut stomach, slipping down between my spread thighs and over my vulva. My lips were spread wide in arousal, and I was positively dripping. As he switched his oral attentions to my right nipple, he slipped the middle finger of his slender left hand into my waiting pussy. I threw my head back in abject pleasure, just feeling him inside me, but then gripped his hair with one hand and pulled him off my tender breast. God, just fuck me already. Without a word, he slipped his finger from my clenching cunt, wrapped his left hand around the base of his towering cock, and pointed it at my weeping pussy. He pressed forward until the wide head began to part my lips. And then he leaned down until our noses touched. Yes. Yes, push deep inside of me. My body gave firm resistance to his thick cock, but rather than taking his time and letting me adjust, he simply gripped the back of my shoulders with both hands and thrust. I screamed as a very full half of his incredible cock was buried in me at once. Then he did stop, momentarily. I could feel my cunt clenching tightly around this girthy invader. Then suddenly he withdrew until just the bulbous head remained wedged inside and thrust again, this time even deeper. Yes. Oh, he repeated this cycle a few more times. I could feel tears starting to run down my face and his heavy balls slapping into my ass. Then he leaned down to kiss and nibble my neck, and he soon set to firm rhythm, his cock pounding in and out of my needy pussy, impacting hard on the down thrusts. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Fuck. Oh, you want to make me come? You want to make me come on your big cock? Come on. Make me fucking come. He relented his assault on my neck and leaned up until he was looking right into my eyes, our noses touching. He kept his rhythm, but began pounding my poor pussy with greater and greater force, the sturdy table beginning to creak underneath us. In his eyes, an urgent command. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, slut. He relentlessly worked his cock in and out of my dripping, gripping cunt. I could start to feel it, the build inside of me. Oh, I could feel him become even harder as he drilled me further. Oh, and soon the satisfying pulse of his cock unloading deep inside of me. Oh, build, my orgasm, starting to coincide with his. Oh, I began to come so hard on his cock. I can feel my juices coating the both of us. Oh, so wet. I can hear him slapping against my body. Fuck. Kissed and warmly shared a quiet laugh, like we just got away with something. He politely helped me to get dressed, and I straightened his tie as he buckled his pants and loosely combed his hair with my nails. We gave each other a final look of approval, and he escorted me back to my table. So, Miss Sopel, is there anything else I can do for you? No. I'm completely satisfied. That'll be all. Waiter.